direction of the puck, and we just made a bad decision, a bad read, and you know, gave them the opportunity to get back in the game.
So that made it 2-1. It stayed 2-1 after the second period, and a nice play on the rush by Anchorage to tie it up in the third.
Here come the Seawolves back the other way. Randolph across the line. Here's a pass. Shot scores! Tied it up 2-2 on a beautiful pass over at the 3:54 mark of the period.
Brad Dewey gets his third goal of the season. Anholt was the one that delivered the pass over there, and that was a pretty play, Coach, that they made inside of our zone on the rush.
Well, it was, and you know, we had a decent rush going on the other way, and as you see in hockey, sometimes you know, it doesn't go in, or you miss a shot, and they came back on us, and they did a good job all weekend. The one thing I do like about Anchorage is they get their defensemen involved in the rush, the offensive rushes, and this was a case where they had us outnumbered 4-3. We just couldn't quite get back our first couple forwards to pick up a trailer, and they made a real nice play, a real good hockey play on this goal.
So that made it 2-2, and the Huskies were able to come away with the victory with a game-winning goal that looked like it had gone in before this one actually went in.
A forecheck here by the Seawolves, but the Huskies bring it up 2-on-1. Roy coming down with Hannon. He'll shoot, scores! Oh, they say no! They say it did not go in. That one goes in! And the Huskies, either way, are going to get a goal here and take the lead with 9:46 remaining. They've the first one that appeared to have gone in. It was close. They'll look at the first one, but they're going to get the goal either way, and Michigan Tech goes up 3-2.
Matt Roy took the initial shot. I thought it had gone in, but then I did see the replay, and I'm thinking maybe it didn't go in and that it was the right call live by the officials, but then the goal by Smith off of the goaltender and in.
Yeah, and it was an easy call. I mean, it was the easy call to say no goal because we had scored anyway, so either way, there's no pressure on the referees. That's one of the few times I think everybody in the building really didn't care which way they called it because we scored anyway. And that's the importance of continuing to play and playing it out. I mean, if we just would have relaxed or thought it went in and went over to celebrate, you know, then the whistle go, you know, something happens and we don't score. So I thought it was a real good play by Alex Smith, staying with the play, playing until you hear the whistle because, you know, you're not sure. And I think we had a couple guys even raise their hands.
Well, Alex Smith was one of them. He admitted to me that he said, I actually did think it went in.
Yeah, and then, you know, the puck comes and then your instincts take over. Mm-hmm. But big goal for us, key goal. We dominated the first period. I thought the second period was fairly even. And then the third period was a good back-and-forth game. Huge goal for us. You know, you start thinking about last year where we were up, you know, 2-1 going in the third period both nights against Anchorage at home, and then we ended up losing 3-2. And here we go again. We're up 2-1. They score, and you're going, oh, no. But not this time, and not on against this team in that situation. So good for our players. Huge goal, huge 3 points. Again, the one of the things I did not like is we took a lot of penalties while we were on the power play in this game. We just really, even on the five-minute penalty to Mason Blacklock, we took 2 penalties during that five-minute time. So we have to understand that we cannot take penalties when we're on the power play, and it happened this past weekend again.
31-18 were the shots in favor of the Huskies, Coach. And as you look at the two games in Anchorage, would you say that Mantha was so – as good as he was Friday night, was he even better Saturday night?
Oh, he was, without a doubt. I mean, we might have had more grade A and better scoring opportunities outside of the first period Friday night on Saturday, just consistently. And, you know, he played well. We just a little more, not desperation, but just you know, stay with it a little bit more in front of the net. I thought we just took shots and we just relaxed a little bit too much. So just a little bit more determination. We needed that around the net Saturday night.
Only goal in the game on Saturday night was for the Huskies was from Gavin Gould. Les Perrance and Matt Roy get the assist.
As Lucchini has it along the right side, he'll send it over. Had to be fielded by the backhand of Mark Ock. Back up top for Roy. Roy shoots. Save made. Rebound there. Loose puck. Scores! Gavin Gould gets the goal on the rebound, and the Huskies get a power play tally with 15:12 left in the second period, 1-0.
Thought it was a nice play by Les Perrance to kind of kick that to the front of the net, or whatever he did to get it to the front of the goal there.
Well, it was, and you know, it was important for our power play at that point to get us on the board. and it was some good puck movement, and we changed our power play a little bit instead of what they normally do, just a different look, and I thought it came through. And you know, Gavin Gould, he does a pretty good job in front of the net. I don't know if he's ever shot one really hard into the net. You know, even this one, he just
That's true. Three of them now that have.
Yeah, they just sort of redirected it at the net, and it finds its way in. But they don't ask you how, Dirk. They just ask you how many, and that was an important goal for us. We played with the lead all weekend. We never played behind, and I think that's one of the keys on the road. And, you know, if you can play with the lead, it makes it a lot easier on your team.
Gould gets the goal, his third of the season, at the 4:48 mark of the second period. We go to the third, leading by one. They tie it up on a power play goal from Jonah Renouf, from Dewey and his brother Nathan Renouf at the 2:30 mark, and that tied it up. That ended up sending it into overtime, Coach. And you look at the shots in overtime, we had five. They only had one. We had some good chances to put it away.
We really did. We really had some good opportunities. And I thought we were going to win that game just how we were playing near the end of the game and you know, the whole game. I thought we pushed the play, pushed the pace most of the game. We just couldn't solve Mantha. And he's done that to many teams before. But in overtime, we had a couple real good looks, and we just couldn't get a by him. You know, I remember one on Alex Smith where the shot came and the rebound, and, you know, all he had to do was just sort of get it up over that 12 inches of pad or whatever. Mantha, he had nothing but net there, but he just couldn't get it up and got it right into his pad there. So we had some real good looks in overtime. A little frustrating because I thought we deserved better than what we got on Saturday.
So they ended up winning the getting the extra point with the shootout win, and they get 2 points. So the Huskies get one in that game in a NCAA 1-1 overtime tie. And Coach Matt Thompson says that he looks at Mantha as a guy that is already ready for the NHL. Do you see him as an NHL-type goaltender already, Coach?
Boy, I haven't seen him enough, Dirk, yeah. So I can't comment on that. I just have to defer to Coach Thomas, and he sees him every day, every night. And, you know, we don't. Now, does he have a chance? I mean, goalies are hard. You never know. You don't want to discount a goaltender because you just never know how they're going to play at the next level in a, you know, in maybe a better situation where he's not seeing 30 to 40 shots every night. So you just don't know. But he was good on that night, I can say that.
All right, we'll take a break. The Huskies get 3 points, sort of. They get three on Friday night, then actually four on the weekend at Anchorage. And they don't get that extra point on the tie, but that's okay. They get set for Fairbanks, and we'll talk about that series coming up. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on this Monday. And if you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to us, dj@themix93.com.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results? Game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from Auto Owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake County Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. I want to remind you that we'll be talking about the Bemidji series coming up, but it is Econo Foods Kids Day.